So here we are. This is Pastor Bill bringing you news and focus. This one is found on theblaze.com stories. And this came 2014, January 6th. Billy Hallowell is the writer. Atheist churches have made a splash over the past year with the Sunday Assembly, an international coalition of secular houses of worship, taking the lead in celebrating non-belief. But it seems there's been a rift. Now, I'm doing this particular podcast because I did one on atheistic megachurches, and so this is a follow-up. And now they have their main denomination split within the movement. As previously reported, the Sunday Assembly was launched by comedians Pippa Evans and Sanderson Jones in London last year. It quickly spread from one congregation in January to 28 around the globe. In New York City, just one of those localities, there was a major chasm that developed. Three members of the New York cohort apparently broke away and formed their own group called the Godless Revival, with founder Lee Moore accusing the Sunday Assembly of having a real problem with atheism. Now think about it. They're saying you don't believe in unbelief as much as we do. The central claim on the part of the breakaway group, as CNN noted, is that Jones told the congregation not to use the word atheism and not to have any speakers come in from atheistic community. And rather than hosting events in a Manhattan bar, Jones reportedly wanted the atheist cohort to hold services in church-like settings. In other words, we would prefer to seem churchy to the point where we don't even say atheist. Jones, who denied banning the word atheism, did tell CNN that he advised the group to seek out a more family-friendly venue for services and that he encouraged the New York City cohort to reach out beyond the secular realm. The clash reportedly led to Jones telling Moore and his group that they are no longer welcome in the Sunday Assembly, Moore promising a more staunchly atheistic replacement with his Godless Revival, now reportedly dismisses the Sunday Assembly as a humanistic cult. Jones told The Blaze on Monday, though, that he doesn't harbor any negative feelings over the split. I'm delighted these guys have started the Godless Revival. They wanted something different to Sunday Assembly, and now they have it. This just shows how healthy atheistic churches are. We are now providing to people with different needs. The atheist leader did say that the notion that the Sunday Assembly has moved away from atheism is ludicrous. Jones continued, "We've always been a celebration of life that is open to all. Seriously, read our charter. It's all about big hoo-ha over nothing. A tempest in a chalice. These are the facts. We've been going 1 year. Now there are 28 Sunday Assemblies with thousands more people wanting to start their own. If that means we're in trouble, then next year make mine a double." The New York City split is causing some questions to arise about the sustainability of the Sunday Assembly and other efforts to bring atheists together to a massive movement that takes some of its cues from the evangelical Christian worship model. Despite the strife, in a press release issue in the fall, the Sunday Assembly praised its massive growth last year. Going from one congregation in London in January 2013 to 30 or so in December, the 3,000% growth rate might make this non-religious assembly the fastest-growing church in the world, catering to the fastest-growing belief, non-belief, read the statement. Despite this increase, it's evident that some atheists are not on board with the Sunday Assembly's aims, particularly the advancement of atheist churches. Some of that, of course, might boil down to differences in views about faith. Okay, here we go. How about this? Some of it might boil down to the fact that they don't want to do something on Sunday, other than maybe get up and do what they want to do. I mean, come on. You need Bill Sturm to tell you that? The reason some people are atheists is because they got tired of going to church on Sunday? I mean, that's easy. While some seculars hold disdain for religions, Evans and Jones seemingly don't. We're big fans of religion. We think churches do great things. Okay, well, hopefully they rally for tax-exempt status for churches then. Hopefully they rally for churches to be able to not issue contraceptives or birth control or abortion insurance or same-sex marriage benefits to employees. Hopefully they would defend the right of churches to not do those things. Or we should see. We shall see. We think churches do great things, he told the New York Daily last year, and he reiterated these feelings in past interactions he had with The Blaze, stressing the importance of building coalitions with believers. The Sunday Assembly recently fell short of, I have no idea what that money denomination is there. In any case, recently fell short of its fundraising goal, but the founders expressed disappointment and pledged to forge on. Fundraising woes And a minor dust-up certainly don't spell the end of a large-scale atheist church movement, but the setbacks do raise some questions about the different theological points of view that exist among non-believers. You see, that's the end of the article. You see, what ends up happening is you spend so much time talking about what you don't believe in that you end up giving a lot of attention to it. And I think that's interesting. I think it's interesting that we spend so much time, and I say we, I mean the atheists, spend so much time talking about what they don't believe in, that they end up giving more truth than they ever intended. This just goes to show that Psalm 73 is still right, where it says, "The wrath of man will praise thee." That just goes to show us that God is still right, God is still in heaven, he still has a son named Jesus, and he does not need our approval. It's Psalm 76:10. "Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. So vow, paying to the Lord your God, let all that be around about him being present unto him that bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth." And so we say, amen. This is Pastor Bill, and you have heard about the atheist church denomination Sunday assembly split here. Post your comments directly to this recording or send me an email. Thanks for listening.